With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the 10th chapter of the laws of Tefillah Birchas Kohanim. In this Perek, the Rambam is introducing the halacha that when a person makes a mistake in articulating the Shmoyne Esrei, generally the rule is you have to go back to correct it to the beginning of that bracha. However, if a person makes a mistake anywhere within the first three brachos of the Shmoyne Esrei, since they are considered as one bracha, yeah, you have to correct it by going back to the beginning. But halachically, the beginning here will mean to the beginning of Shmoyne Esrei. And as an example, in Halacha Yud Gimel, writes Rambam, Aseres Hayomim Shemei Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom HaKippurim, if a person, instead of concluding the third bracha of Kedusha, as one should, by saying Baruch Ato Hashem Hamelech HaKadosh, a person erroneously said Hokel HaKadosh. So you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. However, Rambam says, just to make the contrast, that if a person who should have concluded during that time in the year the 11th bracha with the words Hamelech HaMishpat, if the person erroneously concluded that bracha as we do during the rest of the year, that Oyev Tzedakah UMishpat, these are the words of Rambam, then yeah, you have to correct it, but you only go back to that bracha itself. I just want to focus on the fact that the Rambam begins Halacha Yud Gimel by using the words Aseres Hayamim Shemei Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom HaKippurim. Chazal, when they refer to this time of the year, Mesach Debrachis Daf Yud Beis, and in many other places, the words of Chazal is Aseres Hayamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. The 10 days that's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's interesting to point that the Rambam deviates, everything is meduyak, the Rambam doesn't use the word bain, he writes the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, and that's very significant, because we are all familiar with the kasha that how indeed can we even say 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur when there are no 10 days between them. There are only 7 days between them. Only when you include Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, then the total is the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And indeed, Rambam, when he writes 10 days, Shemei Rosh Hashanah, the question is not a question on the words of the Rambam. But regarding answering, how could Chazal use the words 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur when de facto there are only 7? So to share, Chassidus, this is found in many places, beginning with, starting just quoting Likutei Sichos, Chelek Dalid, page 1144, the Sicha on Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe speaks about this question, and the Rebbe beautifully explains the following, all al pi Chassidus, that even though all of the 10 days, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, have a tshuva aspect to them, but when it comes specifically to Rosh Hashanah and to Yom Kippur, let's focus now on Rosh Hashanah. There is something about Rosh Hashanah that is even higher and greater, and therefore it precedes the tshuva aspect of Rosh Hashanah. So yes, there is a tshuva aspect in Rosh Hashanah, but that's not the essence of what Rosh Hashanah is all about. So therefore, when we refer to the 10 days, we don't say the 10 days including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We say the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In other words, we are placing Rosh Hashanah's essential inyan before we speak about the tshuva, because it is indeed higher. And Bekitzer, as Chassidus explains, at least regarding Rosh Hashanah, that there is mitzvahs, then tshuva is greater than mitzvahs, v'haraya. Tshuva has the koyach to rectify a mistake in the mitzvahs. But even tshuva is connected to mitzvahs, because al pi halacha, tshuva means I'm rectifying the fact that I violated the mitzvah. But then there is something even greater than tshuva, something that precedes tshuva, that even before there is a need to rectify a mistake, a failing in the mitzvahs, first there has to be what we call the Kabbalas Oil Malchus, the Kabbalas HaMalchus. I have to first establish and arouse within God, God's desire to be king. Only after God is king, so to say, then God, the King, gives commandments that we have to abide to, that we have to find and seek a tshuva if we made a mistake in the past. And this is the gewaldigkeit of Rosh Hashanah, that a Yid, because of our essential connection to godliness, that we are able, dafke the Yidin are able to arouse Kabbalah Samalchus within God. And then after we have the Kabbalah Samalchus, then we have the Kabbalah Samitzvahs, which begin with the Avodah of Tshuva.